is that Paul is consciously becoming more and more like Jesus. There are so many remarkable parallels between Paul and Jesus. It strikes me that what this man was learning in his walk with God, not that what he did before wasn't Spirit-led, I'm not even implying that. This man is very much becoming a disciple of Jesus. Now, that probably doesn't communicate a lot to you besides information. To me, it lights a fire in my chest, because if Paul wants to be like Jesus, if Paul is willing to shape his life into being like Jesus, then I want it. Maybe I can't say as bad as he did because I'm not as sanctified, but I want it too. But there is a link that I think draws us in much more powerfully. Come with me. Now I need to take you to his first tour. This is the one where he wanders from church to church to church for a few days or a few weeks at a time. Doesn't stay anywhere, it appears, more than a very short time. He sailed first to Cyprus. He's a brand new rabbi, we'd say missionary, but rabbi who's got a new message from his new rabbi, Jesus. It's a message of obedience, but it's also a message of salvation. He sails to Cyprus, and he runs into, I don't know if it's by accident, well, it is an accident because it's God's design, but I don't know if there was a contact or he just happened to bump into him on the street, whose name was Colin Powell. Colin Powell, honestly. That wasn't his name. His name was Sergius Paulus, but he was the Secretary of State, more or less, of Rome. This was a high-ranking guy, just below Caesar. And lo and behold, Sergius Paulus hears Shaul's teaching, and he believes it. And he becomes, as far as I can see, the first convert. Then Paul does two strange things. He changes his name. Tell me that you didn't think that God changed Saul's name from Shaul to Paul. I would have sworn that that was... No. Paul changes his name, and what's odd about it, he changes his name to the name of his first convert, Paulus. We say Paul in English, but in Greek, Paulus. He takes the name of his first convert. Odd, yes? Then he does another odd thing. You'd expect at this point, now he would go to Rome. He's got some contacts. I mean, Colin Powell can get him in with anybody, right? Or Ephesus, the big city where you can find lots of synagogues and lots of temples. And he sails north and heads out into the Allegan Woods. I mean, honestly, it's bizarre. And he ends up at a small city in the middle of Hicksville called Antioch of Pisidia. Come with me. Look at it. There's hardly anybody there. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it the first. What on earth is Paul doing out here? It's miles and miles and miles of mountains, beautiful, and countryside, and nobody living. Even to this day, there's nobody living there except a few farm villages here and there. Paul goes to Antioch. Now, Antioch was a pretty significant city, though it was very small. It was a city the Romans had planted there to stabilize that part of their empire, and it was a miniature Rome. It's built in seven districts, like Rome was built on seven hills. They had the same names as Rome, and it too had a large statue of Caesar, a large temple to Caesar Augustus. And I wonder if that statue that Paul saw when he was converted, when he came to know Jesus there on the Damascus Road, whether that was what drew him there. I don't know that for sure, but come with me, just real quickly. You can see it was a sophisticated Roman city, though it was fairly small and out in the middle of nowhere. Standing here was a temple that looked like this, and if you look at that temple, you say, you know what, that's just like the one near where Saul was converted. And the answer is, you're right. He went there, but what scholars have discovered is this was the hometown of Sergius Paulus's family. That's where he was from. I wonder whether Sergius Paulus said, Paul, I know Jesus. You got to go talk to my family. They've got to hear about this because they don't know anything about it, and I want them to hear it from you. And Paul says, okay, I'll make you a deal. You let me take your name, and I'll go to your town. I don't know. But it is intriguing, at least. But let's come with me. So he went to the synagogue. Now, scholars say the synagogue is under this 5th and 6th century church.